Joined here by head coach Dan Martin of the Mercer Cardinals. You know, with a couple of Dans here on the show, I'm worried that one of these times I'm just going to call you Owens and I'm going to call him Martin and just completely get screwed up, coach.
Yeah, well, I think it would be a lot better on my end being called Owens than his end being called Martin.
You take it as a compliment with all the success he's had with the Lady Cardinals. Yes. If you look at your team, and you know, we've been talking about this, how you have a young basketball team, they're making improvements, they're kind of battling consistency right now, and you know, case in point, you ran into Hale last week in the quarterfinals at Meadville and didn't play real well, gave up a lot of points, you lost by 30, but your team had good bounce back, and you ended up winning the fifth place hardware. So not the start that you wanted in the tournament, but the boys, they go into this week on a little bit of winning streak.
Yeah, both of our tournaments we played in this year, we kind of have a goal, Tom, where we set a goal before the tournament starts, you know, let's play for a trophy, whether it be a third place trophy like we played for at South Harrison tournament, or you know, a consolation trophy at Meadville. We felt like we were a 4 seed at South Harrison. We finished 4th. We were a 6 seed at Meadville, finished 5th. So at least, you know, one thing we can say is we didn't finish below our seed, and I know that for maybe some coaches that doesn't really seem like a victory, but for us, with the team that we have and, you know, losing some personnel, pretty invaluable personnel, I thought we did a really good job this week of maintaining, you know, our composure. We knew Monday the Hale game was going to be hard. We knew that going in because, you know, there was some adaptations the boys were going to have to make and some roles that some of our boys had really never been in that was going to have to now. And we knew that was going to be that kind of game. And that Hale team, there's nothing wrong with them anyway.
Yeah, put 84 on the board against you, obviously. Obviously, you know, Hale sound like they're a more competent team this year than Buckley-Macon County and Linn County, but what went better for you? It looks like that some of your success late in the tournament started on the defensive end.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job. You know, we kind of had a thing last year during our little stretch where we had some success that we started giving the kids a goal of how many points we wanted to give up, and I take responsibility for it throughout the season. I kind of drifted away from that because I was kind of more concerned about, you know, other things that was going on our team. And so the Buckland game is kind of where it started, where, you know, I kind of gave him a goal in the huddle and just said, look, we're not going to give up, you know, let's not give up 10 points a quarter. Let's have a goal defensively. Last year, that was kind of our bread and butter, was our defense. Whenever we did win games, it was because our defense played really well. We're not a high-scoring team. There's no secret to that. So the Buckland game, we kind of had a goal of how many points we wanted to give up. I felt we did a great job meeting those goals. We gave up 7 points in the first, 7 points in the second. We did a good job holding them to one shot. You know, I think the Linn County game was really no different. We kind of had a goal if we wanted to hold them under 50. We knew if we could hold them under 50, they gave us a good, legitimate chance to win the game. You know, Tyler had another great game. He had 25 points, whatever, and 18 rebounds, and that was probably his best performance of the year. And then the other guys followed behind with all of our guys that played contributing with points at crucial times whenever they double-teamed Tyler. You know, we had a couple kids, Clint Stark and Jace Davis, come out and hit 2 big threes. So these kids, you know, don't even shoot threes, but they come out and stepped up and hit them because they were open, and I told them that's what had to happen.
Yeah, as I kind of just, you know, look at your entire, you know, body of work this year, and I'm looking at some of the wins you've had. I mentioned to you, I spent 2 nights, Thursday and then Saturday, broadcasting the Gilman City tournament. So saw Princeton again, saw that Gilman City team, saw Pattonsburg. You have a victory over that Gilman City team there. You have a victory over Penny, and they've been playing much better of late. So when you do look at your body of work, coach, you have some wins that you can look at and say, those are wins over some pretty good basketball teams. We made some progress this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, we got everybody coming back next year, and we're only gaining 5 kids. So that's gonna say a lot for us, and I can't stress to our kids enough that, you know, the wins and losses are obviously what we're after a lot of times, you know, but the growth is so important when you're dealing with a young team that I started with as freshmen, you know, and here they are juniors doing some really good things. If you look, for the most part, we've had our letdowns like high school kids do sometimes, but we've been competitive even in a lot of our losses. We've been extremely competitive. There's a few losses that could have went either way. So, you know, beating teams like Penny and all them, those to me are quality wins, regardless what they are to anybody else. When you battle numbers like we have in the last few years, just having enough to field the team says something. And then to have them day in and day out compete and work and do all the things that, you know, I know can be frustrating at times, just says a lot about these kids' character. And no matter what, every person I've ever had after a game talk to me about has always said, your kids are fun to watch and they never quit. I mean, that says a lot about them.
Work hard. That's a good start to things. Now, the first time you played Winston, coach, it was at their place. You lost 53-41. You host them tomorrow night. What needs to change for the Cardinals to get a W over Winston?
A couple things we've got to do better in that game is we had our guard play wasn't great that game, and it is totally due to their perimeter defense. They have, you know, Spencer Plyley plays really, really just solid man-to-man at the top of the key. And then I felt like we didn't do a real good job with our interior defense. You know, Yautsey's such a great post player that you've got to do everything right with him, because if he gets the ball, he's going to score. And we've been working just kind of figuring out how we're going to take care of good post players, because, you know, now we're a smaller team than we were just 2 weeks ago. So our post defense is going to be important for us to actually get a stop on a lot of these teams and not let their post players get out of control on us.
I've seen your team and I've seen Tri-County. You got a Tri-County team that you go and play at their place. Yeah, I feel like it's a good matchup, but, you know, both teams have had, you know, a little bit ups and downs. But I'm also looking at, you know, Tri-County beating you at your place by 7 back on the 6th. And if I'm in your shoes, I'm looking at that game Friday going, we owe them one.
Yeah, we played Tri-County here that night, and they hit 9 threes. Most of them came in the first half. They shot exceptionally well. We were down 21 in the first half and at halftime, you know, so that makes it pretty rough to make a comeback when you're not a high-scoring team. We did a good job, you know. We got within 7 at the end of the game, so it did show we won the second half and we are capable of it. We just got to do a better job not letting them get open looks like they did in the first half, because, you know, it's going to be at Tri-County and they're going to be probably amped up to get a season sweep on us. And it's going to be a big game. It's going to determine a lot come district time and all those things. So it's an important game for us for sure down the stretch of this year.
Coaches, I always appreciate the time. Good luck with the conference games this week. We'll talk to you next week about the HDC tournament.
Thanks, Tom.